first, I just want to start off by reading, that's a well-known verse, Ephesians 2:8-9, and verses, and it's really pivotal, and what I want to say is, let me just read it. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. First of all, what I'm gonna tell you is it's nothing about my life and what the Lord has done. It's nothing that I have done. It's nothing that I personally have, oh, look at everything that I did. No, everything that has happened in my life is because of the Lord, and everything that has gone through in my life and occurred in my life is because of the Lord. And I firmly believe that. And I'm not here to stand here and take glory for anything that's happened in my life. With that being said, you know, it's kind of interesting to think back. I was born in Modesto. I was grown up in a Christian home. We moved to Valley Springs when I was 4, and my parents just started going to a covenant church. We weren't Calvary the whole time, and we were going there, and I think it was about I was involved in the church. I went to Sunday school all the time, and there was this Awanas, and it's just a bunch of stuff that activities that I was involved in. As a person, I knew what the gospel was. I knew who Jesus was. I knew what He did for me. But there wasn't that before I had accepted the Lord. There wasn't. I knew about it, but I hadn't really accepted it and know for sure that I believed. And it was that night. I was 10 years old, and I was laying in bed one night, and I don't have some crazy testimony where I was doing drugs on the street or something like that. But I think those are still just as, those kind of the testimonies are still just important, because the Lord still saved you from, the Lord still saved me from my sinful nature. The Lord still saved me from whatever could have happened in my life if it wasn't for Him. So I was about 10 years old, and I was laying in my bed one night, and my mom were in bed, and I was just thinking, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I don't know where I'm going to go when I die. I don't know for sure that I'm going to heaven. I don't know for sure that, I mean, I might go to hell. I want to know for sure. And it was just one of those nights where I was thinking. And so I called my mom in, and she prayed with me, and we prayed the sinner's prayer. And, you know, I remember the next couple of days, they were awesome, because they were just, I felt so good. You know, I had that, to base the belief off feeling, but it was great, you know. I felt new, alive. I was like 10 years old and something. And then a couple of years later, we went down, we started going to Calvary Chapel, Valley Springs. And that was a very, very great time in our lives. And the Lord was really starting to work in our family's life and my life. And I was, what was it, 12 when I started going to the youth group there at Calvary Chapel Valley Springs, and Mike was teaching, and the Lord really used him in my life as a pivotal instrument, just to pour His Word into my life and to pour His doctrines and His testimony, and the Lord really used everything that youth group was to grow me and to mold me and shape me, and it was really great and really great time just to be discipled and brought up in the Lord. And I continued just to walk with Him. And I think it was when I was about 14 or 13 or 14, I remember, my sister picked up the guitar. And I say my sister picked up the guitar because when I saw that she started doing something that I couldn't do, I wasn't going to have that. So I picked up the guitar and started learning that. And it was good, because the pastor of Valley Springs, he started teaching me and Shelby, giving us lessons and everything. We started learning worship songs, and we started learning how to play guitar and sing. And the good thing about that was he taught us what worship was. He taught us what it meant to worship the Lord. And I see such from a young age how the Lord was working in my life, and all glory to Him, seriously, because without Him in my life, I don't know where I'd be today, and I don't know where I would be doing. I wouldn't be here probably, I wouldn't be standing up telling you everything that the Lord has done. But anyways, when I was about 14, I started going and playing on the worship team there and youth group, and great time. And Joe Scanlon, one of Mike's sons, was leading at the time, and I was just kind of backing them up in grace. It was a great time, and the Lord is really just building me up. And I see that as I'm looking back in my life now, I see that everything that had gone on in my life before, that the Lord had a purpose for that. And the Lord was bringing me along and building me up and just for something that He has. And I still see that in my life today. He's continued to do so for something I can't see in the future. And I know that we could say that for all of us, that we're walking for Him. We're pushing towards that goal and the pressing on towards Christ Jesus. And so we started leading worship there, and then it was about the same time that my dad he started going to the school ministry, and that was a couple years. And that, you know, that I say I use my parents as examples as well, because, you know, obviously they played a pivotal role in my life and what I did and the choices I made. But I still see the Lord using them in my life to guide me and direct me, and it was great. And so when I was about 16, my dad had graduated from the school ministry, and he felt the calling to go to Livermore. And so we all went. We packed up and left Valley Springs. We'd been there for 12 years, and I left all my friends. I left all my what I knew in where I'd grown up. And it was kind of an interesting time, because it was an interesting time. It was one of the more you say drier times in my spiritual life. It was one of the more harder times, because I had left everything I knew. I left everything and we were just going. And it was a great learning experience as well. And at that time, I was studying, and I graduated high school and was working at In and Out and stuff. And but I really felt like the Lord was calling me to go to Bible college. And it was kind of in the plans all along. I really had a desire just to go down to Bible college and just to set 2 years aside of my life and just to serve the Lord and to grow in Him and just to be prepared for life and to have that foundation in the Word of God. So I went down there, and those 2 years were some of the best years of my life. The Lord really spoke to me. The Lord really grew me. I graduated last spring, and the Lord really, He foundationalized His Word in my heart, and doors were opened, and everything happened so quickly. After I graduated, I'm now on staff at Calvary Chapel Livermore, serving with my dad, and the Lord is just using me there, and I'm teaching the youth there, and it's really a blessing to see how the Lord has. I'm still astounded. I'm blown away now that I think about it. How the Lord, I would have never imagined, you know, just if I sat down when I was like 16 years old, I would have never imagined that I'd be doing this today. I would be doing what I'm doing today, because it's not what I'm doing, but it's because what the Lord is doing. It says in the next verse in Ephesians, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." That I know that God has a ton of other things prepared for me beforehand, and I'm only 21 years old, and I feel like the Lord He's got my life all set out before me. He says in Jeremiah, "I know the plans for you, plans to prosper you, to give you hope in the future." And I know that, and I see that everything that He's done in my life in the past, and I see that everything, how He's brought me up to this point, and I'm really excited to see what else He's going to bring in my life, and really excited to see what else He's going to bring me through and teach me and mold me and shape me, you know. And I'm not trying to say, oh, look at me, look at everything the Lord's doing in my life. No, you should instead look to Jesus and look what He has done in everybody else's life, and look what He has done in His Word, and how He's changed. He's changed yourself. He's changed me, and just all that. Don't look to me, but look to Jesus. And that's because it's what He's done, and it's not what I've done. And so, Yeah, so that now I'm serving there at Calvary Chapel Livermore. I'm leading the worship there, the youth group there, and it's going really good. We're pouring into these kids of. I'm teaching these kids of the basic discipleship principles, and I want these kids to have what I had growing up in Valley Springs, and I want these kids to have what I learned growing up in Valley Springs, and so that's what the Lord has really been working in my life currently, and so it's been a great journey, and I can't wait to continue on and see what else He's got in store. So, yeah, that's a blessing.